Well, Tucker Carlson just dropped some stunning news about the lengths that the United States government has gone to spy on him and stop him from talking to Vladimir Putin and Edward Snowden and more. It's actually amazing. So journalist Tucker Carlson has come forward with some stunning information about his interview with Putin and how the NSA tried to stop it, tried to totally stop it from happening. His lawyers warned him not to do it and to do the interview because they had it on good authority. One of the biggest law firms in the world told Tucker not to do the interview, that they had it on good authority that Tucker would be arrested over his sanctions violations for interviewing Putin. Because, you know, it's a country under sanctions right now. Sanctions that haven't worked, by the way. He was asked first by Lex Fridman in this. It's like a 3-hour interview. I encourage all of you to watch it because it's wide ranging. But among the issues I think that matter most to Americans, this piece stood out to me. And we'll link up the interview in the description below our video if you want to watch the full 3-hour interview. It's worth it. Anyway, he was asked first, do you fear for your life? Did you fear for your life? Were you nervous? You know, if you ask tough questions of Putin, would it cause you harm? Listen.
But did you feel like, are there things I shouldn't say?
I mean, how honest do you want me to be? I mean it when I say I felt not one twinge of concern for the 8 days that I was there. Maybe I just didn't. And I feel like I've got a pretty strong gut sense of things. I rely on it. I make all my decisions based on how I feel, my instincts. And I didn't feel it at all. My lawyers before I left, and these are people who work for a big law firm. This is not Bob's law firm. This is one of the biggest law firms in the world, said, you're going to get arrested if you do this by the U.S. government on sanctions violations. And I said, well, I don't recognize the legitimacy of that, actually, because I'm American and I've lived here my whole life. And that's so outrageous that I'm happy to face that risk because I so reject the premise. Okay. I'm an American. I should be able to talk to anyone I want to. And I plan to exercise that freedom, which I think I was born with. And I gave them this long lecture. They're like, we're just lawyers. But that was, let me put it this way. I don't know how much you dealt with lawyers, but it costs many thousands of dollars to get a conclusion like that. Like they sent a whole bunch of their summer associates or whatever. They put a lot of people on this question, checked a lot of precedent, and they sent me a 10-page memo on it, and their sincere conclusion was, do not do this. And of course it made me mad, so I was lecturing on the phone, and I had another call with the head lawyer, and he said, well, look, a lot will depend on the questions that you ask Putin. Mm-hmm. If you're seen as too nice to him, you could get arrested when you come back. And I was like, you're describing a fascist country, okay? You're saying that the U.S. government will arrest me if I don't ask the questions they want asked? Is that what you're saying? Well, we just think based on what's happened that that's possible.
Can you imagine?
And these are people who have his best interest. They're being paid to have his best interest at heart.
Yeah. Yeah, they're his lawyers.
Right. And he's saying, my best interests are free speech for everybody and free flowing information. And no control of an interview like this. And they're saying, oh, no, doing it the government's way is your safest bet.
And we don't know, right? We don't know because we're not in that law firm. But it's the most powerful law firm. I think I know exactly what law firm this is. And they have incredible connections, right? So this isn't just like them just sitting around a boardroom. They're like, yeah, we think you'll be arrested. No. They made phone calls. They're studying precedent. They're really investigating this to present this to Tucker Carlson with a 10-page memo to say, no, you're going to be arrested.
Now, to be fair, a lawyer is paid to worry for your worst case scenario.
True.
So that's what he's asking them is what is the worst case scenario? And they're saying this, right? But it's not too far out of left field, given we see journalists arrested in the UK for their coverage. We've seen this is not out. It's a non-zero possibility.
Well, and then when you add that into the NSA piece of this, which is the NSA caught spying on Tucker Carlson multiple times now. So he was asked about this and explaining how the NSA had been spying on him years ago when he tried to set up this interview, about 3 years ago, verified that. And now again, a few weeks ago, on his way to Moscow. Listen.
I'm just telling you what happened.
So you were okay being arrested in Moscow?
I didn't think I was
arrested in
I didn't think for a second. I mean, maybe, look, I don't speak Russian. I'd never been there before. Mm-hmm. Everything about the culture was brand new to me. you know, ignorance does protect you sort of when you have no freaking idea what's going on. You're not worried about it. Like, this has happened to me many times. There's a principle there that extends throughout life. So it's completely possible that I was in grave peril and didn't know it. Because, like, how would I know it? You know, I'm like a bumbling English speaker from California. But I didn't feel it at all.
But the lawyers did.
Yeah, I mean, it scared the crap out of people. You're going to... And look, and I... You have to pay in cash. They don't take credit cards because of sanctions. And you have to go through all these hoops, just procedural hoops, to go to Russia, which I was willing to do because I wanted to interview Putin because they told me I couldn't. But then there's another fact, which is that I was being surveilled by the U.S. government, intensely surveilled by the U.S. government. And this came out. They admitted it. The NSA admitted it a couple of years ago that they were up in my Signal account. And then they leaked it to the New York Times. They did that again before I left. And I know that because two New York Times reporters, one of whom I actually like a lot, said, oh, you're going, and called other people. Oh, he's going to interview Putin. I hadn't told anybody that, like anybody, like my wife, two producers, that's it. So they got that from the government. Then I'm over there. And of course, I want to see Snowden, who I admire. And so I have a, we have a mutual friend. So I got his text and come on over. And Snowden does not want publicity at all. Mm-hmm. And so, but I really wanted to have dinner with him. So we had dinner in my hotel room at the Four Seasons in Moscow. And I said, I tried to convince him, you know, I'd love to do an interview, shoot it on my iPhone. You know, I'd love to take a picture together and put it on the internet because I just want to show support because I think he's been railroaded. He had no interest in living in Russia, no intention of being in Russia. The whole thing is a lie. But anyway, whatever, all this stuff. And he just said, respectfully, I'd rather not anyone know that we met. Great. The only reason I'm telling you this is because, and I didn't tell anybody and I didn't text it to anybody, okay, except him. Mm-hmm. Semaphore, runs this piece saying, reporting information they got from the US intel agencies, leaking against me using my money in my name in a supposedly free country. They run this piece saying I'd met with Snowden, like it was a crime or something. So again, my interest is in the United States and preserving freedoms here, the ones that I grew up with. And if you have a media establishment that acts as an auxiliary of or acts as employees of the national security state, you don't have a free country.
Do you have a free country? You have the NSA leaking information that they gleaned from his cell phone, leaking it to the New York Times? I mean, how is that?
No, but you see how meta this is we know that this happens because of Edward Snowden. And then it is happening with a meeting about Edward Snowden, you know?
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm not saying it's okay, but the reason this is not surprising is because of the man he's meeting with is Edward Snowden.
Yeah, it's just like a healthy serving of irony.
Yes.
Yeah, with right, that. Exactly. Yeah. On top of it. But of course, it's not like... They're sitting there and all of a sudden like their Edward Snowden alert computer goes off, right? I mean, they're watching him ahead of time. So the reason they know about the Edward Snowden meetings is because they've been watching him ahead of time.
And the point I'm making, we could go yeah. another round, yeah. is that we are not surprised by this because of Edward Snowden.
Right. Yeah. Well, then also he talks about his phone draining. Now, when you first realize it's like, why am I just charged my phone. Why is it suddenly down to zero? Listen to this.
So the NSA was tracking you as... Do you think CIA was? People still tracking you?
Look, one of the things I did before I went, just because of the business I'm in, all of us are in, and just because we live here, you know, we all have theories about secure communications channels. Like Signal is secure, Telegraph isn't, or WhatsApp is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. You can't trust it. Okay. So I thought, you know, before I go over here, I was getting all this, we're having all these conversations, my producers and I, about this. And I decide, you know, I'm just gonna actually find out like what's really going on. So I talked to two people who would know, trust me. And it's all I can say. And I hate to be like, oh, I talked to people who would know, but I can't do it there. But I mean it. Mm-hmm. They would know. And both of them said exactly the same thing, which is, are you joking? Nothing is secure. Mm-hmm. Everything is monitored all the time. If state actors are involved, I mean, you can keep the, you know, whatever, the Malaysian mafia from reading your text, probably. You cannot keep the big intel services from reading your text. It's not possible, any of them, or listening to your calls. So And that was the firm conclusion of people who've been involved in it, you know, for a long time, decades, both in both cases. So I just thought, you know what? I don't care. I don't care. I'm not sending a ton of naked pictures of myself to anybody.
Not a ton, just a little.
Not a ton. I'm 54, dude. Probably not too many.
All right.
But you see, so I'm like, I'm just, so the guys, I travel with three people I work with who I love, who I've been around the world with for many years, and I know them really, really well. And they all got, you know, separate phones, and I'm leaving my other phone back in New York or whatever. And I just decided I don't care, actually. And I resent having to no privacy, because privacy is a prerequisite for freedom. But I can't change it. And so I have the same surveilled cell phone. And, you know, I do switch them out because, there it is, because if you have too much spyware on your phone, this is true, it wrecks the battery. And no, I'm serious. It does. And we got, it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, we went to North Korea and my phone started acting crazy. And so I talked to someone on the National Security Council who called me about this, somehow knew that your phone is being surveilled by the South Korean government. I was like, why I like the South Korean government. Why would they do that? Because they want more information. They thought I was talking to Trump or whatever. So, but I could tell because all of a sudden the thing would just drain in like 45 minutes. So that's a downside.
So I guess it's a cautionary tale out there. If your phone suddenly drains to zero, you know, if you're a journalist or you're somebody the government is threatened by, chances are you're being surveilled, I guess, by the intel community. I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous that a journalist in the United States going to another country to do an interview like this would be surveilled. Even more than that, because we know that they're surveilling everyone, but then leaking it on, we know that from Edward Snowden, right, that they're already doing that. But then leaking it to the New York Times, their mouthpiece of the intelligence state, like,
right,
get right on the phone with the New York Times or the Washington Post. Like I said, again, how do you think they got that story, that scoop in Ukraine about the CIA station houses that they went? The CIA called them up and said, come on over here to Ukraine. We're going to give you a tour of our CIA station houses here in Ukraine. It's not a scoop. They're just a mouthpiece of the intelligence state.
They can do that to us, to citizens, to journalists, but Assange can't do that to the military. That's not okay. But it's okay for them to just reveal information on private citizens willy-nilly.
No, you can't do that to the Pentagon. You absolutely can't do that to the Pentagon. Or you'll be tried as a traitor on espionage charges, I guess. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.